So I invite you to please take your seats. And again, a reminder, myself included, to respect the sacred boundaries of the SEMA, which is the formal boundary for the consecrated activities of the Bhikkhuni and Bhikkhu Sangha. My name is Jack Kornfield, and I'm one of the founding teachers here at Spirit Rock Center. Budang Damang Sanghang Namatsami. I welcome you here with a joyful heart on behalf of the community of Spirit Rock Center, the teachers, the board, the staff, all of us who've practiced here together, and especially the Venerable Ayatathaloka, who will be conducting the ceremony, the bhikkhunis to be. And with great respect for the dedication and the practice of both the men and women monastics who've offered your lives to carry and embody the Dharma for us in this world. We bow to you in much gratitude. And since piti, or bliss, is one of the factors of enlightenment, it's all right for me to say I'm blissed out. There are certain moments that happen in your life where, at least in my life, where I feel like after this I could die happy, and this is one of them. It's something that is joyful and celebratory and important and historic in so many ways. And our whole community feels honored to be part of this, as well as, of course, all who are present. And in particular, I want to honor the wave of empowerment of the feminine that this represents, the feminine wisdom of interdependence and connectedness and life-affirming, courageous, imminent, immediate, the sacredness of form. And as we know, as Buddhism comes to the modern world, it has to shed some of its patriarchal and medieval perspectives, if you'll excuse me, but it's so. And this is really a manifestation of the rebirth of the Dharma with the equality of and the wisdom of the feminine as a part of it. I want to honor that 50 years ago, our beloved elder Ruth Denison was one of the first women to be authorized by a great Burmese meditation master, but he also cautioned her only to teach women, which lasted about a week. And then she ignored that right away and started to offer her feminine and great wisdom for decades since then. I want to honor the fact that 20 years ago, some of us were together in Dharamsala with His Holiness the Dalai Lama discussing the issue of the empowerment of women in Buddhist practice. Ani Tenzin Palmo spoke about how difficult it was for women to practice, and the Dalai Lama put his head in his hands and wept. And then Sylvia Wetzel, an elder from Germany, had the Dalai Lama and all the Rinpoches and monks and people who were present close their eyes and envision that magically every man in the room was transformed into a woman, and it was His Holiness the 14th Dakini Dalai Lama who always appeared in the feminine form to teach, because that was the best way for the Dharma to be carried, and all the pictures and images around were of women, and all his her advisors were in the female form. But of course, men were also welcome as long as they would sit in the back and help in the kitchen afterwards. That when we were offered this land more than 20 years ago, our whole community committed itself to the equality in practice of men and women together. And as you can see on our altars, the Prajnaparamita and the Kuan Yin, that is symbolic of that commitment of our community. And the Buddha's aunt and the woman who raised him, Mahaprajapati, had to ask three times for the bhikkhuni ordination of women, twice denied, and finally on the third time, the Buddha acceded. No longer. The doors to to the deathless are open. The liberated heart of women and men, manifested here by this ceremony and ritual and the dedication and beauty of all who participate. The women of the Dharma now carry the banner of the Dharma into the 21st century. We bow to your perseverance and dedication, to the depth of wisdom and love that brought us this day, and to the gifts that you as women carry for us, for the world, for the future of the Dharma. Thank you.